3 for 3 ain't bad.
I said I was going to lose some weight. I've lost some. I've hit a wall, though.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get beyond that, Mo Glenner. Welcome to the program, first off.
Hi, thank you.
So, Mo, tell us about yourself. You're an author, but what else? Why should we listen to you talking about self-actualization, making ourselves better people?
Well, actually, my experience has been in a relatively volatile industry, which is in the transportation industry, where things are always changing. In addition, I'm also a pilot, so things are always changing up there. So learning how to react, how to detect, how to deal with all those things, including planning, is actually key to being successful with all that.
Well, talk about planning and being successful. How does that enter into it? Just having a game plan? Is that what you're talking about, Mo?
I think it's more about having a realistic game plan, and it's interesting that you mentioned weight loss, because that seems to be the most popular resolution there in the beginning of the year, and it's also the most frequent resolution that doesn't actually come to fruition. I think people don't actually realize what's fully involved. They don't actually plan for what it's actually going to go ahead and take. So after a little while, they may not be seeing the results that they had unrealistically expected. And suddenly it's, well, life goes on. I'm too busy. I'll deal with it later, so on and so forth.
Bingo.
But Mo, you know what helps, though, is writing stuff down. At the beginning of each year, and I know this sounds extremely anal, but it's worked for me, is I write my 5 goals that I have for 2012, now into 2013. And I refer back to them almost on a quarterly basis, actually a weekly basis. That's how bad I am. And it seems to help, you know what I mean, to get me to that goal. Yes?
Well, I mean, certainly that helps with focus. But, you know, also planning. Exactly. How are you going to reach that goal? It's great to have a goal. I mean, I'd like to go ahead and win the lottery. I don't know how I'd plan for doing that other than somehow rigging the system. But leaving that aside, you know, there has to be a realistic plan for doing that. Otherwise, the expectation won't be fully realized. You may still achieve some success even with an ad hoc plan, but you really do need to realistically plan.
And you have to realize your potential, right? I mean, you can't, you know, Ed can't say, I'm going to lose 40 pounds. I mean, that's a little bit too much. I mean, in my case, I mean, I knew I was going to be a Major League Baseball player, and I focused in on it, came up with a game plan, and I was extremely successful at it. I mean, is that what we're talking about?
Well, again, how did you actually plan on becoming the Major League Baseball player? There certainly is quite a bit of a personal investment that you've actually made, your time, your effort, your emotion, resources, everything that was involved. It may not have been a formal plan, but somewhere in there was planning.
Well, my dad knew. It was practice. I mean, it was starting at 5 years old and grooming me to be a Major League Baseball player, not spending so much time on education and work and working on your craft. And that's how you get there.
Well, there's certainly no substitute for experience and practice. They're certainly part of any successful plan, certainly on the experience side. And again, with sports, certainly at the major league level, absolutely.
So describe for us here, Mo, what is selfish altruism? And that's the title of the book, correct?
Yes, that is the title of the book. Selfish altruism is, you know, a lot of times people go in and say, you know, there's no me in team. Well, there may not be a, actually, there's no I in team, but there may not be.
There is a me, but there ain't no I, that's for sure.
Right, there is a me, and I misspoke there. But the point really is sometimes by being selfish and focusing on one's own goals, you can actually benefit the greater good. You know, that could be whether that's, you know, a personal goal, or that could be within a corporate or organizational environment. Lots of times there's all this focus on a team, and there's nothing wrong with that per se, but within a team is just that, a group of individuals.
Oh, I can't agree with you more. You know what I mean? People start worrying about the team. I mean, how are you going to, this is a good point to make. You talk about corporations. Do you think those corporations honestly are looking out for you, Mo? I mean, don't you think it's best that you look out for yourself instead of worrying about the big picture? I always say this, and I do it tongue in cheek, but there's a lot of truth to it. I'd rather go 4 for 4, my team lose, and go 0 for 4, and the team win. Yes?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly the point. I mean, the point really is that, you know, by being selfish, that the greater good could also benefit. Certainly, you'd benefit by being selfish. When I say selfish, I don't necessarily mean to the point some people confuse selfish with, especially in an organization, as something that I don't want. I don't want a selfish employee. Well, the way I look at it is selfish is actually also motivation. A person that's selfish understands what he wants and is willing to go ahead and get it. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to do something unethical or illegal or anything else like that to get it. We hope not, anyways.
Well, that's the thing. And we're talking to Mo Glenner here, but that's where, you know, I think it's too often you see that line is crossed, where the win at all costs, the advance at all costs, you start to get a little unscrupulous, shall we say.
Well, yeah, and again, that's really where there's a lot of flack on that, and certainly I've spoken with a lot of people. As a consultant, I speak with a lot of clients about that, and they look at me very strangely. I said, what do you mean? Well, what I mean by specifically that is you know, people go ahead and make investments, personal investments, and that's another item that I talk about, PROI, or personal return on investment. If there's a grand bargain between an employer and an employee, so the employer is going to go ahead and ask, we're going to assume it's a little bit more than just a regular standard, the standard old school employer-employee, where, you know, your reward is your paycheck, take it or leave it, for going ahead and doing the job that I ask you to. But these days, things are a little bit more progressive, or so we hope. In that case, the employer or the team leader wants to go ahead and say, okay, I want you guys to go ahead and do this. And the employee is thinking, okay, this is going to involve me, you know, extra time, effort, motion, maybe even extra resources. I'm willing to make that investment. But because it's an investment, I want a return.
Right.
The return doesn't necessarily have to be financial. There's other returns that an employer or a team leader can go ahead and offer, including recognition, public recognition, opportunities for advancement, opportunities to be recognized as a subject matter expert. There's a lot of different things other than financial.
Right.
Certainly financials in the book as well.
Hey, Mo, can I ask you to hang on for just 1 second? We're going to take 30 seconds for a traffic and weather report.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back to Mo Glenner talking about selfish altruism, making yourself a better person, maybe advancing yourself a little bit. Right now, though, Bruce, what do you got?
I got rid of the accident north 75 north of the lateral, but brake lights from Hopple up through Reagan, then again between Sharon and 275. Southbound, wall-to-wall, Lachlan to the lateral, and then heavy through Mitchell. Northern Kentucky's cutting the hills, southbound slowing, and there's an accident. The cleanup, Fred Shuttlesworth Circle at Redding Road in Avondale. I'm Bruce Tavis with traffic, sponsored by Watson's for all the fun, 700 WLW.
Fox 19 Storm Tracker weather for tonight, partly cloudy, 24, mostly sunny, 38 tomorrow. It is 34 now, 700 WLW. Talking to Mo Glenner, he has joined us to talk about your future and your possibility of advancement, making yourself a better person. Mo, you just brought it up yourself. You know, not necessarily a financial reward isn't the be-all and end-all, but you know what? We all know somebody, or maybe we work for somebody who go, hey, we're giving you recognition. Hey, we recognize you're a good teammate. But after a while, you know, doesn't that get a little old? I'm over here busting my ass for you. A couple extra bucks would be nice.
Well, again, at some point, that becomes part of the investment opportunity. It's great to be recognized, but really what it comes down to is realistic opportunity. If you know, a lot of employers, a lot of team leaders seem to take advantage of that, sure, we'll go ahead, employee of the month, employee of the year,
right,
employee of the week. Maybe we'll give you a little bit of something on bonus, but is that a realistic opportunity or opportunity for advancement, opportunity to get a promotion along with whatever else that entails? It has to be more than just talking the talk. I mean, you've got to walk the walk as well. If you're going to be credible and if you're going to actually go ahead and keep your end of the grand bargain, I'm talking about from the employer, from the team leader side, then you actually have to deliver. If you don't deliver, then not only is this not going to work, but you've also gone a long way toward wrecking your credibility.
Boy, that's a great point. I mean, if you're promised something, you should deliver. Let's say someone's promising you, let's say a raise, let's say a promotion, and they keep putting you off. I mean, is there a timetable you say enough is enough and
right,
you confront that person?
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with, at least in a respectful fashion, going ahead and raising the issue. There may be a legitimate reason why it's been pushed off. It, you know, certainly not every company is doing great. Sometimes the company isn't doing great. But
wait a minute. Let me just say this. Let's say the company is not doing great. I can understand that. But what if you are a salesman or a radio host and you're doing great? Then what do you do?
You know, that's a really good question. If the employer doesn't have the ability to go ahead and reward you appropriately for your actions, and they've actually promised it, is there something else that they can do? But what it really comes down to is forgetting about everything else, who's coming to who when the raise is not being delivered? If that raise is being promised and everything else is being promised, shouldn't it be on the employer or the team leader to actually go ahead and say, listen, I know I promised you this, but understand this and this and this. Is there something we can work out right now? We really want to go ahead and do it. I understand you're disappointed. You know, something along the line, being proactive. Why should the employee have to chase down the employer for something that the employer promised?
And what you're saying is just being honest. Right. I think people can have a situation where it can be delayed if you're honest. But if you're just jacking me around and thinking I'm some dumbass, then I got a problem with you, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the key to any successful change, no matter which way you're looking at it, is communicate, really. And there's no such thing as over-communicating. Timely, relevant, honest communication. I mean, that's really the key to all of it.
What about when they look at you and go, you know what? Nothing I can do about it. People upstairs, you know, your immediate guy.
That's fine, I think.
Your immediate guy just goes, hey, nothing I can do about it. It's him. So sorry about your luck. Even though it was told to you that something was going to happen. So I guess you're just screwed, right? I mean, just, you know,
hang with them.
Like it or lump it.
Not necessarily. I mean, let's put it this way. I believe always that reasonable people can come up with reasonable solutions. Maybe he can't give you a raise. Maybe he can do something else. Maybe there's some flexibility. Maybe there's some negotiation. Maybe there's extra vacation days he could give, which, you know, not quite the added salary, but there's something, you know, while he's trying to go ahead and work something out. You know, the one thing that I think is more important than anything else is if you give a commitment, unless there's truly an extenuating circumstance, you've got to live up to that commitment. If you want people to go ahead and continue investing in whatever it is that you're asking them to invest in, whether that's a financial investment or whether that's a personal investment, you've got to deliver. If you can't deliver, it's on you to be proactive and find some other way of delivering something.
Well, Mo, I think you make a great point, some great information. But I think the bottom line here is when you encompass everything and think about, you know, whether you're trying to better yourself in business or sports, I think you would agree with me, it is what it is.
I think it is what you make it to be, is what I think it is. I mean,
you can add that one to your repertoire.
Yeah,
that's right, that
one. Yeah, there are circumstances beyond your control, but I think a lot of it really is in your control.
Okay.
Mo, let's do this again sometime. Yeah, this is fascinating, you know, finding out what we can do to make ourselves better people and advance ourselves as part of it.
Absolutely.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There's Mo Glenner is the fellow's name.
Okay, just, I got a little confused there, and maybe it's because of the concussions, and maybe I sometimes lose my train of thought. Mm-hmm.